Okay. Hi, Bob. What is the difference between a financial advisor, a financial planner, and a financial coach?
Or a financial consultant? There's a million different financial somethings or other out there. I'm surprised we don't get this question more often. Yeah, it's very confusing when you look at who's who in the financial industry. There's so many different names of people: financial consultant, financial advisor, financial coach, financial planner. So let's see if we can make a little bit of sense of that in a way that's actually meaningful. Even the regulators, you know, don't offer much guidance as it relates to some of these things. But let's take a stab at it and see how well we can do. Okay, so let's start with financial planners. Okay, financial planners generally are folks who work in a number of different areas. They're more of, comprehensive is the term we usually use, right, John? You know, they are planning, you know, for retirement and all types of different. They usually have expertise in a lot of different investment and insurance areas. So from a more broad-based perspective, that's what somebody who calls themselves a financial planner would be. Generally people dealing with assets. Not generally somebody who you go to when you don't have assets or you don't know how to save money, that sort of thing. Financial advisor or financial consultant, as they're often, you know, referred to, are generally people who are product-oriented, people who, you know, might sell investments or insurance. Generally, they don't do financial planning. Their role is more selling you an insurance contract, John, or selling a mutual fund or something like that. Folks that are, you know, more in the lines of a registered representative or working with a, you know, as a broker. A financial coach would be somebody that you go to when you really don't have assets and you're trying to figure out, you know, what you're doing wrong. You know, you've got high credit card debt or high debt in general, and you know you got income. You don't know, you know, what to do with it, and how to get yourself into a better situation. That's when you would talk to a financial coach. So those are generally the differences between, you know, all the different financial people that are out there. So you have to, when you're looking at financial folks, you first want to figure out what it is you're looking for, what your needs are. If you need something more comprehensive, looking at a lot of different areas, you turn to a financial planner. If you are just looking for some, you know, quick hit investment advice or insurances or different things like that, you know, a financial consultant or a financial advisor, so to speak, is probably in the realm you're at. If you are having challenges trying to figure out how to save money or, you know, consolidating credit card debt, all those different things, that's more in the line of a financial coach. But there aren't direct lines between the three either. Some financial people that call themselves financial planners also do investment in insurance management, as we do here, John.
Right.
So the lines can sometimes be blurred, so you really want to think about who you need and think about those definitions, and that can be helpful.
How about digging a little deeper, Bob?
Sure.
We've often hear the term fiduciary, and I'm hearing that a lot on various radio ads.
We've talked about that for years, you know, going back a long, long, long time. And just recently has that term reached the lexicon for the most part. So a fiduciary is, and that's a great point to bring up too, John, in this discussion. A fiduciary is somebody who works for you. They don't represent an investment or an insurance company. They work for you. And that's actually what we do here. And typically, there aren't that many people who act as fiduciaries out there in comparison to the number of people who are involved in the financial industry as a whole. I think when you look at the stats, it's less than 5%. So roughly 5% of the financial folks that are out there actually work for you, in your best, absolute best interest. So you got to think of that too. And while we're at it, we might as well talk about the pros and cons of that. So the pros of having a fiduciary work for you are obvious. You generally know they're working in your best interest. If you're not going to hire a fiduciary, the people that are best suited to go the non-fiduciary route are people who are financially sophisticated on their own and can discern and understand the differences between all the financial products and programs that are out there, so you can make the best decision. And you use non-fiduciaries, I guess, as kind of like sounding boards. You get some information from them, procure programs and products through them. But when you use those types of people, and there's nothing wrong with folks who work in a non-fiduciary capacity, you just got to recognize that the onus is on you to make sure those programs and products are right for you. That's what the key is. So if you're not financially sophisticated and you want the best chance of having somebody working in your best interest, you use a fiduciary. If you're financially sophisticated and feel you can, with a little bit of guidance or something like that, that you can make all those decisions on your own, then you can use non-fiduciaries and do okay.
All right. Digging even deeper, Bob.
Oh, keep going, Johnny. Peel back the layers of the onion.
The distinction of, the people call themselves a financial planner, and then you hear the term certified financial planner, the CFP. Is
yes.
there a difference between the two?
There is. Not all financial planners are certified financial planners. Certified financial planners, in order to get the designation in the first place, you've got to go through a pretty rigorous program and pass a comprehensive test and have a certain number of years working in the profession. And, some of those areas are investments and insurances, estate planning, taxes, budgeting, amongst a myriad of other things. So a certified financial planner, in addition to that, and this is what I think it makes the most sense and why you want to work with a certified financial planner, in my opinion. Yes, I am one, and do I have kind of a conflict in saying this? Yes, I do. But if you think about it logically, there's a good reason for it. What people don't realize on with CFPs is there's an oversight board, and they are very, very particular as it relates to ethics. That's the biggest thing that the CFP organization does is it promotes ethics within the industry. And let me tell you something, the last place you ever want to go as a certified financial planner is to get called before the board, because they're ruthless. People, you read about them in the financial papers all the time, the inside, how many, they publicize, John, who gets thrown out of the CFP. It's a badge of dishonor. So that's the last place any certified financial planner would ever want to find themselves. So you've got that extra layer of protection when you use a CFP. And they do a pretty good job, I think, the designation as a whole, in making sure that folks know their stuff who are out there using that, with that designation. And in fact, one of the folks here, John, is going through the curriculum now for his situation, and it's getting harder and harder all the time for folks to get that designation. So it's a good designation to have within the industry. I always tell people, if you're working with a certified financial planner, and that certified financial planner is acting as a fiduciary, and they've been around for 10 plus years and manage a lot of money, you're in pretty good hands if you can get all four of those things. And
so not all CFPs are fiduciaries.
No, they are and they aren't, John. It's a weird thing. There's if a CFP works for a broker dealer like a Merrill Lynch or something like that, There's kind of like different rules, because technically they're in conflict in just working for a broker, right? If you work for a broker, inherently there is a conflict of interest there. So there's some funky rules and regs that go along with that. Um, that that I don't even understand all the little intricacies that are within there. But here's how I view it. If you really want to be anal about it, you hire a CFP that works for that's an independent, that doesn't represent some larger financial institution, that's been around for a long time with no history of complaints and manages a lot of money. If you find a firm like that, you're in the best hands I think you could probably be in.